This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, we're going to talk about Douglas Cares today and some of the work they are involved in. Nicole Fischel is a forensic interviewer, if I can say that straight, and Kelsey Leroy Gomez is a mental health advocate. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, first of all, kind of give people an overall summary of the work that Douglas Cares does and what the organization is all about.
Yes, so definitely. So I am a forensic interviewer, like you had said, and Douglas Cares specifically, our mission is to work with members of the community as we investigate physical assault, sexual assault, and also neglect.
We also offer therapeutic services by referral through the forensic process. Case management and skills training is available as well.
So I'm curious about, for both of you, your backgrounds and what kind of led you into this type of work.
Yeah, so I will go first. So I'm not sure if anyone has ever seen Law & Order Special Victims Unit, but Olivia Benson is my hero, and I've always wanted to do this. I have my master's in conflict analysis, and undergrad was law and psychology, and of course just a lot of training to be able to talk to kids in the forensic process.
So was it really, I mean, were there elements in that program, because I watched that for years, that really did lead to you wanting to do this?
Yes, I promise. So the episodes where they are at a physical children's advocacy center, mm-hmm. obviously it's not the same, but it's pretty similar. I will say that a case is not found, got evidence, and go to court, and then the person ends up in prison in all in 4 hours. But it is kind of similar, and that's why just the exposure of watching that, I became very interested and have just kind of followed that and chose my career from this.
That's really fascinating. You know, you think about all the television shows people watch, and you're probably the first person in all the interviews I've done who said, I watched this show and I realized that's what I wanted to do.
Yep, I promise.
So, I mean, and I've talked to a lot of people, so that's pretty cool. I really find that interesting. And like people in the media often get in trouble with law enforcement for when we show up at something and we ask why it's not solved yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, the hour is almost up.
So, yep, the 48 hours.
Yeah, so what about you?
So I'm Kelsey, and my job at Douglas Cares is a mental health advocate. I recently started this job in October before I was a skills trainer. And as a mental health advocate, I basically, take in our clients that are referred to the therapeutic process from the forensic interview, and then I help assign them to a therapist, and then if the therapist wants them to see a skills trainer, they will help them in the community and at home from there. And then also, I will meet with the clients and their families to be able to gather resources that they might need in the community, whether it be other food services, stuff like that, and help in the schools. And I've been in the mental health field for about 11 years, and with Douglas Cares for the past three, I think. So,
what was it about the mental health field that got your interest?
Honestly, just my childhood, my family struggled with lots of different mental health diagnoses and problems, and so coming from a trauma background myself, I wanted to be able to help children in the community the way that I felt like I wasn't helped.
Interesting. And, you know, having one of my kids who's got a degree in psychology, I kind of understand that as you go through life, and then that kind of pushes you in that direction. And you said you were a skills trainer before this, and that was at CARES, right?
CARES, and then I also worked for ADAPT and Douglas County Mental Health and CHA.
So talk about, with Douglas CARES, obviously you're interfacing with a lot of different the police agencies, a lot of different mm-hmm. organizations. What are the ones that are the most frequent, maybe?
So obviously Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Roseburg PD, Winston PD, just any of the PDs in the county can come in and work with us on different reports and work with the forensics process. And then we also work with DHS. We work side by side with ADAPT a lot, and different, like UCAN, we've partnered with for things. We're doing the CCR, what is it called? The Winter Wonderland. So we pair up with a lot of different resources in the community, typically.
Yeah, and the Winter Wonderland is Saturday, middle of the day. We've been talking about that. It's interesting. It's come up in several interviews.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to be involved in out there on Saturday.
So and the first 400 meals are free.
Yes. And also there, the community is going to offer initiatives with offering various vaccines, such as COVID and other vaccines. But I do know the times. It's from 10 to 3. But definitely first 400 meals are free.
And we have a booth. So you can come talk to us there.
And a big good way to find out more about what you do for people in the community, because I think a lot of people maybe aren't that aware.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Definitely. I am. It's going to be a big event. I'm looking forward to kind of getting our name out and what we do, who we work with, and why we do what we do.
And as you work with victims, obviously, this has got to be a tough job for each of you.
I would say yes.
It's not for the lighthearted. It is not.
And yet it's a very serious one, and you are both doing your job well, really can have a big impact on the victims and help them get the services they need and sort of point them in a more positive direction than things that have happened to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think making sure that you come at the families and the victims themselves with like positivity and kindness is extremely important in those situations because they're fragile in that time.
Now, what age range are we talking?
Ooh, yes. So here at Douglas Cares, so anytime that a child comes to our center, whether it's mental health side or the forensic side, there is an active investigation or an allegation of abuse. Maybe all of a sudden bruises showed up and via Carly's Law, via our state. You have, I believe it's 48 hours to take pictures and figure out why. So all sorts of kind of reasons why people show up, but the ages we do 0 to 18, and we also do if they're above the age of 18, if they are developmentally delayed, we also do interviews like that.
And then for the therapeutic side, typically we don't start therapy until around 5, and we go up until 18 unless you have been seen in the past, let's say between 5 and 18 at Douglas Cares for a forensic or for therapy in the past. If you have like extenuating circumstances, then we will accept you back into our program and still see you then as well.
Now, we've been talking with a lot of different organizations recently that are involved throughout the years, but some of these issues probably come up in the holiday season a bit more. People are around, you know, you see friends and family and other connections that you aren't normally around. Does that tend to lead to an increase in your workload after that, or is it hard to tell?
It kind of goes back and forth because, again, whether abuse is occurring or not, we are not made aware until a report is made. And a report could be made when they finally have exposure to a school, when they're back at school, or when they're out of the home that the potential abuse could be occurring at. So the answer is yes and no. Yes, it does increase just by statistics, but almost no, we don't have a set number until the report is made. So definite correlation of exposure, yes, but until the kids are back in school or at an organization such as therapy, any other kind of resources that they're assigned to, until they're exposed to a mandated reporter that kind of notices the abuse, there's really no kind of reason to track it or record to track it until the referral is made.
So in some cases, people, kids could be have these situations occur, and it may be a while before somebody figures out that something's going on, a teacher or somebody, or that it gets moved to law enforcement. So by then, not only have they dealt with the abusive situation, but they've been mulling it over for a long time, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And just because the kid enters our center, that doesn't mean they're ready to disclose. So just because someone noticed finally an active investigation has been started and all the kind of players are coming up to bat, it really depends on the kid. If the kid does not disclose abuse, then we are there and the resources are there when they are ready to disclose.
All right, we're going to talk more when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, back in a moment on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. It's Inside Douglas County, taking a look at Douglas Cares. Nicole Fischel, a forensic interviewer, and Kelsey Leroy Gomez, mental health advocate, in here with us. As we jump back into a lot of different topics, I know you guys wanted to remind people about, as we're getting close to this holiday break, in fact, school is over on Friday, or in some cases today for a lot of the districts.
That's true.
Jump into the holiday break, and just in general, a lot of help out there during the holidays.
Yes, definitely. So Kelsey talked about earlier UCAN, and that is the United Community Action Network, and they do food boxes for those in need around this time.
Yeah. And that's over up by Costco, if you didn't know. Also, this Saturday, the 17th, will be Toys for Tots hosted at Hughcrest Elementary. It is first come, first serve. Do you have the number for them?
Yes, it is.
It is...
Actually, you know what? We don't think we do have the number.
Just kidding.
But Toys for Tots definitely has the website up. It starts at 8 a.m., we suggest you get in line earlier, and then there are some necessary things to kind of bring with you when you show up.
Which would be self-sufficiency paperwork and then, like, some child information, so that way they know, like, what ages your kids are and stuff like that, so they can better prepare you to pick out the gifts. And then do you want to talk about the Winter Wonderland?
Yes, so we touched on it earlier. Again, it's 10 to 3. The first 400 are going to get the free meal. We have the COVID and other vaccines available. And then two with the breaks, and something really important is childcare. And we just wanted to say that the Boys and Girls Club, we know that they're offering lower rates of childcare during the break. But we do just want to remind parents to check for availability. And we do have that number. Of course, the information is online at boysandgirlsclub.com. But the local number is 541-440-9505. And again, that's 541-440-9505.
So you guys really, all these organizations in the Umpqua Valley, it seems like there's a real high level of cooperation, and that is sometimes a bit unique.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes it really, like for me, like hooking people up with different resources in the community, it makes it easier for me to do my job.
Yep. And then on my end, having the support and kind of the resources listed between this, it just makes our job easier at the center, knowing that the community has our back, as well as all the resources and support that are offered for the children around here in Roseburg.
Now, Douglas Cares has been around for a long time. Are there similar types of agencies around the state?
Yes, there is. So ironically enough, I'm actually from Maryland. I am new to Oregon, and I come from a CAC. So CACs are nationwide, countywide, and of course each state has their own laws and kind of protocol that they follow. But this is a nationwide thing that does benefit the children. It allows for corroboration across the cities, kind of counties, all the organizations involved.
Well, so, one of the ones that we partner with the most is Kids First in Eugene as well.
So you said Maryland. How long have you been here?
I've been here a whopping 14 days.
Are you kidding?
I promise. I'm very new to Roseburg. It's a very small town. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Which is not. I've been there.
Yes, it is not. But you know what? Here I feel like I can sleep with my door unlocked.
Well, I don't know about that.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
But I know it's a definite. I mean, I've spent time a couple times in the whole D.C. metro area, and it's a different environment. So
very different, yes.
Well, that's great. 14 days at a new job in a new state, and they throw you on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep, here we are.
All right. So you're doing just fine. What kinds of things do you guys do to sort of keep current professionally?
Yes.
Ooh, lots and lots of trainings. Nicole's going to be going to one in January.
Yes.
So are a couple of our other forensic people.
We are actually going to San Diego. So like I said, the CACs, the Children Advocacy Centers, are nationwide. So they kind of pick these states for everyone to kind of huddle up and corroborate in. So I'm attending one in San Diego. But a lot of training and credits to kind of stay up to date with the knowledge, with the kind of technology that's used in interviewing or in the referral process for mental health. So a lot of accreditation to keep doing what you're doing. It's not something that you get and you hang your degree up and that's that and you get to work.
I imagine technology really plays a big part in your job on a lot of different levels.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. So the interviews itself, it's just the interviewer and the child in the room, but they are recorded and watched by a specific team that is helping and has been assigned to the case. And of course, just like the movies, they sit behind, the room is recorded, there's microphones. So technology is a huge, huge, huge asset and unfortunately a liability in our cases.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously you've got to document what you're going through because that ties into the police case probably and court records and all that kind of thing, which is, I mean, there's layers of technology there in terms of, you know, retrieving interviews from the past and archiving them if they're needed in the future and all of that, something that people may not think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine the days when they used to do it on paper.
I know, me neither. I couldn't even imagine.
I'm not quite that old, but but it's definitely been a shift in that kind of thing. Now, this is, you know, a stressful job at whatever position you're in cares. How do you guys take care of yourself? I mean, you walk home at the end of the day having, you know, dealt with a lot of tough situations.
Yep. So as much with the corroboration in the community, you have to think that all those organizations and resources are kind of ran by people. And people are people. We have feelings and kind of how we go about our ways. So as much as the training that we do, we also have kind of just team gatherings, team huddles, because everything we talk about is confidential. So you want to, if you need to vent, you need to vent to another interviewer or kind of corroborate and talk case and see if they would have done something differently. So yes, you do your job. No, you do not go home with it because you can compartmentalize what this is. And if you do need to vent or something, you always kind of just do it to the people in your field that understand. Because again, this is something very heavy that we do, and it can't just be delivered over kind of coffee.
Yeah. And like, for instance, like we do kind of like gatherings at work, and like tomorrow we're having our annual
Christmas party.
So we've got some fun games planned for that. And then just like Nicole said, kind of talking and working as a team and working together to be able to like let that stress out and be able to communicate to each other what's going on and what's bothering us or what's not bothering us. And like for me, I go home and I play with my dogs. That's my self-care.
So we've got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What are other things you want to remind people about?
I guess just in closing, well, I do want to kind of point out, we do have a school box, the School Lunchbox Express program. The Roseburg Public Schools, they distribute meals to children over winter break. So that's happening. That number is 541-440-2023. And of course, if you call that number, it could help you with the outlying areas. So just to kind of remember in closing, holidays are a time of gathering with family and friends. And we just kind of want to remind parents and everyone of the community that holidays should mean kind of creating happy hours for tomorrow and reliving those kind of memories of yesterday. So self-care is extremely important around this time of year. And parents, members of the community, know that you are not alone. All these resources exist and you are always welcome to reach out. I do also have the crisis number as well.
Yeah, because like sometimes...
well, do it quickly because we're playing the music. What's the number?
800-866-9780. Awesome.
All right, Nicole Fischel, Kelsey Leroy Gomez, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.